Welcome to EAA Radio and Squawk 1200. I'm Wireless Mike.
Hey, and I'm Paul Pradecker. It's another great day in Oshkosh. And Mike, who do we have on deck today?
Well, today we have Dennis Dames and Captain Dennis Dames and Tyrone Sands from the Bahamas. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So now, Captain Dennis Dames, what do you do for in the Bahamas with aviation?
Well, I'm the officer in charge of the air support service of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And my job is to see that we have our air patrols then to cover the entire 100 square miles of the Bahama Islands.
That's a large area, and a lot of that is over water, I understand.
Yes, we have 700 islands that's separated by water.
And so do you have runways on most of these islands? Or?
Yeah, we have about 60 runways on the island. Most of the island have, the major islands that is, have runways. We have some islands that are no runways, you got to go by boat.
Okay, but it's, obviously the flying is definitely the faster way to get between islands.
Right, all the major islands has runways, yes.
And what kind of aircraft do you operate around
we
the
Bahamas? Operate, we fly a Cessna Caravan. The Cessna Caravan, as you know, it's a nice aircraft for flying, low flying, for flying, carrying loads, you know, as the police department. We also do what we call, when you have hurricanes, we carry relief for persons in the island. So we use the caravan for that purpose as well.
And is your caravan on floats also?
No floats. We would like floats, but at this time, no floats.
That's my dream airplane right there, just a Cessna Caravan and floats.
That would be great.
I can't justify it. I can't afford it, but I would just love to have that airplane.
You don't need to do either. You can just have it, so...
I can't afford it.
Okay. And Dennis, if I could, what should a pilot know if he is based in the U.S. and desires to fly the Bahamas? What should he know?
Well, the same rules that you follow here in the U.S., you can bring that rule with you in the Bahamas. We work closely with the RCAA department, work closely with the FAA. So you don't need, if you the same license that you need, same medical certificate that you need as a pilot, you use the same thing you're flying in the Bahamas. Once you fly into the Bahamas, you don't have to make any pre-arrangement. You just fly in, make sure you come at a port of entry where there's a Bahamas Customs. And Bahamas Customs will clear you and give you a cruise permit to cruise through the Bahamas.
And that brings us to our next guest, Tyrone, with the Customs Office. What can a pilot expect when he arrives in the Bahamas?
Well, when he comes in, they would come into Customs. Of course, you need a passport.
Okay.
To get into the Bahamas, you need a passport. And we take you through the procedure. There is a form that we call the C7A. You fill that in triplicate. We would stamp it, give a copy of it back to you, and that would allow you to just cruise the islands.
For a certain amount of time?
No specific amount of time.
Okay.
Okay, you pay an initial $50 upon your first entry. And you just fly through. You pay no other fees until you're ready to leave.
And then what?
And then you pay a $29 departure tax per person.
I see.
Per person. Okay.
And you said you had port of entries in the United States. What cities do you have?
Not in the United States.
Not in the United States.
No.
Where do you have ports of entries?
Because the Bahamas is spread out with all the islands, you don't necessarily have to go to Nassau or Freeport, Grand Bahama, which are the major islands. All of those other Bahamian islands, we try to put a port of entry where you can fly direct. You'd find customs there. Okay, so when we say a port of entry, it has to be one of the islands that customs is present there.
And do you have statistics on how many visitors to the islands you're processing per year?
Statistics, we're looking at coming into the overall statistics. Yeah. We're looking at over 6 million per year,
somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Most of that goes into Nassau.
Yeah. Are you doing that yourself, or do you have help?
It's a lot of help.
Good.
Thanks.
And of those 6 million people, how many fly their own airplane in there?
Statistically,
you don't know.
I couldn't say.
That's fine.
I wouldn't want to go on the limb and say.
Right, but a fair number of people do.
You have a fair number of people do. You have a fair number.
Now, how far is that from the United States over to the Bahamas?
Well, the closest point to the island of Bimini is only 46 miles off the coast of Florida. 46 miles and you are in Bimini. You take off out of Florida and you climb, to say, 3,000 feet. You can probably see Bimini.
Wow.
Very nice.
That's not very far. But it's still a distance that most single-engine airplanes can't just glide down and make it if they were to lose an engine. Are there any kind of training or special precaution or special equipment that people should have before trying to fly over the Bahamas?
Well, when you're going to fly into the Bahamas, first thing you must have is one of our regulations is must, because you're flying over a lot of water, you must have life raft.
Okay.
You must have a life raft on the aircraft, and you must have life vest. Each passenger must have a life vest, and that's the requirement you need. Once you have life vest and life raft, then you're good.
And Tyrone, your office, is it a 24/7 operation where people can come in any time of the day or night, or
9 to 5?
So when a pilot's making a plan, he needs to keep that in mind.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. If there are special requirements, then they need to do that in advance.
And for this week, what sort of things are you dealing with this week in the Federal Pavilion?
What we're looking at, that's why we're here, to sensitize the public, the pilots, of how easy the procedure is to get there, you know. And we found in many cases with a lot of the private pilots, they come with their family. And many of them bring their pets, which is a part of their family, you know, but they do not go and get the proper paperwork for their pets.
Okay.
And we find that it gets a little rough, because if the pets do not have the proper paperwork, we do not allow them to come in.
So what
you find many people, if my pet can't come, then I can't come.
Sure.
So that creates.
What kind of paperwork would they need?
We would need the animal's medical history, and then they would need a permit from the Bahamas' Ministry of Agriculture. They'd have to apply. They can apply for that online, but you must have that in your possession.
Prior to showing up,
exactly.
Yeah. So plan ahead, planning.
And Dennis, a question I wondered about is: what's your jurisdiction? How far offshore is your jurisdiction?
Well, the entire Bahamas covered 100,000 square miles. Within that border of 100,000 square miles is where we see. We have one police force in the Bahamas that covers the entire Bahamas, and that goes on to the tip of Cuba. Just to the that's the south of north of Cuba, and we cover that entire area all the way down to Hispaniola, which is, as you know, Haiti.
Yes,
and then of course up here to the South Florida, which is the island of Bimini, which off the coast of Florida.
That's quite a lot of territory.
That's quite a lot of territory. What we did was we kind of divided in sectors for patrol purpose, because it's so huge. We cannot do it all in one day. So we divided Bahamas up in sectors, in southern Bahamas, the northern Bahamas, the western Bahamas, etc., so we can be able to cover the patrols.
How long have you been doing this?
35 years.
Wow.
And even with customs, we rely heavily on the police, of course, because we don't have all the resources that we require. And so we rely heavily on these guys. And we're different agencies, but we work knit
on and on.
We were closely.
I'm guessing that a caravan was not your first airplane.
No.
Now, what was that?
I used to fly the Piper Navajo, the twin Piper Navajo, and that was my baby. I love the Navajo.
That's an. I have like a half an hour in a Navajo. It's a good airplane.
It's a pretty good airplane.
It's very nice.
Oh yeah.
So, are there any job opportunities for pilots in the Bahamas? If anybody's, or are you pretty much just already set? And
well, basically, it's we have a lot of young people in the Bahamas now who are also taking up learning how to fly. And so we have a lot of young pilots that's coming up, and they're looking for the opportunity to fly for one of the airlines. You know, we have a few charter companies, airlines in the Bahamas, including the main fly carrier, which is Bahamas Air. And so we have a few pilots there who are, you know, basically looking for a job.
That's great. Well, we're running out of time. We appreciate very much you guys taking some time out of your day to visit with us on EA Radio. We've been visiting with Dennis Dames, the Royal Bahamas Police, and Tyrone from the Customs Office. We encourage all of you to stop by and see them at the Federal Pavilion.
And we're listening to EAA Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.